Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of the mortgage lender Nua, and we'll be looking at why visitor numbers to Ireland are crashing and all the markets as usual as we end a tumultuous Q1. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Independent reports that the co-producer of the Oscar-nominated Banshees of Inisherin and the Netflix drama Valhalla received €11.6 million in movie and TV corporation tax credits from revenue last year. Metropolitan Films International and subsidiaries are the largest operator and co-producer of movies here. New accounts show that the almost €12 million in Section 481 tax credits received by the Wicklow-based production group was down 66% on the €34 million received in the previous year. The group's revenues more than halved from €94 to €40 million last year. Peter Flanagan in the Irish Times reports that the Department of Finance has signed off on an AIB plan to buy back more than €1 billion worth of shares in the lender from the state. The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has agreed in principle to AIB Group's latest share buyback proposal, the department said in a statement. If shareholders sign off on the proposal and market conditions are favourable, then AIB would buy €1.2 billion of its shares from the bank in an off-market deal. The move would reduce the state's shareholding to around 3% from the current 11%. Investors will vote on the proposal at AIB General Annual General Meeting on May 1st. Reuters reports that China, Japan, South Korea agreed to jointly respond to US tariffs. A social media account affiliated with the Chinese state broadcaster CCTV said. The comments came after the three countries held their first economic dialogue in 5 years, seeking to facilitate regional trade as the Asian export powers brace against Donald Trump's tariffs. Japan and South Korea are seeking to import semiconductor raw materials from China, and China is also interested in purchasing chip products from Japan and South Korea, the account Yuan Tishan said in a post on Weibo. The three sides agreed to strengthen supply chain cooperation and engage in more dialogue on export controls, the post said.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.